please kindly go to the SID Facebook page as well as YouTube page so that you can watch us there. All right, let me be serious with my life. So just a disclaimer for a bit, if you are watching on our Facebook and YouTube page, Pastor Treasure, he's moving from one meeting into his house. So the moment he's at home, you will be able to see his video. So for now, he'll just speak if we do ask him something because he's closed his camera. So the moment he's home, you'll be able to see him. Oh, I wanted to papa, but let me behave. So welcome here. Umilisanti is busy playing a podcast on radio. Yazin Gumnandi, working with broadcasters here in the studio. So if you do want to engage with us, the number to dial is +27 7347035 20. That number again is +27 7347035 20. If you're watching on our Facebook or YouTube page, we would love for you to comment. I will take all your comments, ne? Like, I'll try by all means. I know the people I'm having in studio, they talk a lot, but I will try to take all of your comments. So do comment there on the section, because all things that we are discussing today, we are discussing about all things dating. There are some people that are saying that dating is a no-no. Others are saying dating is a good thing because you need to know the person before you get married. Other people, they're saying don't date, have courtship. Others are saying courtship is a bourgeoisie glorified, a beautified way of saying umjolo. It's all the same thing. But because we are Bible perspective, right? I want to know from you that are listening at home and also watching, what does the Bible actually say about umjolo, like dating? Is it even there in the Bible, you know? Earlier on when we were discussing, someone sent me the name. It's like, no, Ruth and Boaz actually dated. And it created an interesting debate of people saying, no, that one, it's a no, you know? And we looked at certain other relationships that we are seeing in the Bible to see, what did they really date? Why then now are we stressed about dating? Now, because of this dating, like, me, I will never date an Adventist man. Me now will never date an Adventist woman, you know. Where are you finding the dating in the Bible for you to be doing that? But then that's just me and Jay with a very and very very going away voice. But anyway, so let me know what your thoughts are. I'm joined on the line by, not on the line, on the video, because everyone is here. We have Umtandazo there. Let's greet him. Mamdlovu, how are you? Unmute yourself, Pela. Now, why, Pela? The people on radio won't hear you. Your hand. Unmute them, ta. But we are gone. That's why.
Hi everyone. Hi everyone. Thank you for the invite. Looking forward to the conversation. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, indeed. Indeed. Mfundisi, I don't know if you'll be able to unmute because I know you're still driving. If you can, just unmute then and say hello to the peoples. Oh, it's Pastor Treasure Nkuna, by the way.
Yellow to the peoples. Yellow to the peoples and greetings to everyone. So good to be part of you guys this evening and just have a conversation with you. So I'm here.
Okay, lovely. Mfundisi is here. He's driving. The moment he gets home, we'll be able to see him. And then in studio, we have Ashley. Oh, this one, mic number two. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Wena?
I'm fine.
Probably like this one, as if I'm going to be saying some controversial.
No, Wena, you are the straight one.
Okay, I say all the sober stuff.
Yes.
I'm gonna be saying,
so. Wena, you are the normal one.
Yeah.
Only normal, yes, as he's smiling.
And it's all normal in bone, Lana, but
Askies. And then we call her the Dynamite here on Adventist World Radio. By the way, she hosts a show every Sabbath and Sunday, so please do tune in from 6 to 9 o'clock. Hi, Millicent.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Well, I'm happy to be here, nervous.
Why? Because today you're on the other side, right?
So many questions to ask. I can't wait for the pastor to answer all of them. Looking forward to it. And Ashley too. And Mtandazo. It's going to be so fun.
Why do you want them to answer?
And for some reason, I'm the only girl on the team. Weird.
Mtandazo,
guns out blazing. Ube ready, Papa. Ube ready.
Okay, they've registered it. All right, okay. We're waiting for one last more. Kirsty, she's going to join us. I'm not sure how, why she's delayed. So if you are there, please do text us on the WhatsApp comment, on the WhatsApp line, +27 734 703520. If you also do want to give us a call on the comments there on Facebook, I already saw they already started. Please do send them. Let's start with the Leonard person in the room. Ashley, what is dating? Move your mic closer, Pelena. Hey,
what is dating? I think, like, it's a very, very tricky one to answer, if, particularly from a Christian perspective. But me now, the way that I see it, dating is a process. Now, it's a process of getting to know somebody, getting to discover somebody, with the hope that one day you're going to commit, or one day you're going to enter into something more serious, but without any promises or any undertakings. But just to get to know umuntu nje in preparation, I don't want to say for greater things to come, because sometimes those things that come might not be great.
Okay.
So that's what dating is. And from a Christian perspective, of course, we're talking about people of the opposite sex wanting to get to know each other a little bit better, with the hope of building. You know, and I'm not making a differentiation between dating and courtship tonight. Mm-hmm. We say it's 6 or 9. Mm. Yeah, so that's how I'll define it.
Okay, Mtandas, when how do you define dating, or is it Mjolo? It's the same thing. Mjolo is the Venek way.
In 2024, all right. Don't make a distinction.
Okay, Mtandas, what is dating or Mjolo to you? Mtandas, why did he click? He decided to disappear. Okay, well, before we go, Millicent, you may take it over. Same question to you too as well.
Fam, can I start with a disclaimer, Zanele? I don't have the answers. All right? The reason we are here is because we had a conversation just to share, give context. On Sunday morning, we had Pastor Clifford Sibanda.
Okay.
Pastor Clifford is amazing. And we're talking about unconventional families. Mm. And towards the end of the show, he then said that date as many people.
Oh.
Yeah, he said date as many people as you can before, you know, you settle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now settle is another word, because we know don't settle, whatever.
How?
But anyway, so I'm like, hey, panna pasta, date as many people. What do you mean by that, right? Yeah. And then he's like, get to know people. And then it opened a can of worms, in the sense that, and I heard Ashley also saying, maybe there might be a future, something stronger. Maybe there might not be. Manje, I'm like, if you find yourself in the dating phase, according to the way the pastor says it, if I understood it properly, I got confused, because I'm like, yo, but what are you are cheating? When... Maybe you are not cheating, you're just trying to follow the laws of getting to know people. And Jengo Bao Ashley Atsi, it's people of the opposite sex. But because nowadays our phones are where we, you know, we communicate. It's not like you're writing a letter. You are busy chatting to how many different girls? 10.
Oh, and there's nothing wrong with it, right?
It's so and now it goes into the point of, okay, since there's nothing wrong with it, how are you keeping it platonic to make sure that over a period of what, 3, 4, 6 months, how is it still going to be, hey, Ashley, hi, Dinewo.
Why do you know, say hi, Millicent?
No, there's no flirting, there's nothing over time. So for me, that's what complicated it, you know, the idea of what dating is. But maybe I'm taking dating too seriously.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, all right. Mta, you're back. We missed you there. I was asking you, what is your take of what is dating according to you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. I think it's just a process of trying to find someone that eventually ticks a bit of your boxes, or the majority of them, to the extent that it may end in a relationship, and eventually it may end in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Very selfish endeavor, by the way, because when you date, you're looking for what you want. If it's like hunting, I'm going for the gazelle. I'm not going to go for the kudu. I'm not going to go for the Impala. I don't want Springbok. I want the Gazelle. Mm. That's exactly what I want. So you're pretty much going forth and looking for what you want. And I think in the Christian sense, it's I don't even think it's a biblical concept. I think it's more of a social construct.
Okay.
We have barely have anyone dating anyone in the Bible. We just hear people getting married after meeting at the well, and suddenly you're married. After going to, you know, sit next to Boaz's bed, next thing you're Boaz's wife. So we don't hear much about Boaz knowing Ruth. We don't hear much about Isaac and Rebecca. We just hear the simple thing. So it's a very selfish endeavor. You're looking for what you want. Hmm. For me, it's a very big social construct. And there's basically nothing wrong with it. And you can go for as many gazelles as you want.
At the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
At the same time. Usually when you do that, you get nothing because you're chasing everything. You go with nothing.
So, okay.
That's the idea for it.
We just started, it's just 12 minutes already. I have to switch on the aircon here in the studio because, wow. Kirsty, welcome back. Welcome, welcome. And Mfundisi is now at home. We can see him nicely there. He's even sweating. You know, but Kirsty, coming to you, Kirsty, for you and Mfundisi, for you guys, I don't want you to define. Do you think that we should date before marriage? Do you think we should date before marriage? Or as Umta was saying, you know, you go there by the well, you find the person, now we don't have wells, now you go to check us, you see Umta, you're like, Nazok. Or Umta sees you, he's like, that's the one, Asambe so shad. Or do you think we should date though, Kirsty?
Okay, can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay. Honestly, in my opinion, I think dating is very important, especially in the generation that we live in. I wish we lived in the times of Ruth and Rachel and Rebecca, where you just connect and you get married and, you know, it's uncomplicated like that. But the world has become saturated with so many people. Bad people, good people, people who have the right intentions, people who have the wrong intentions. And sometimes even you yourself do not know what you want for you to risk to just get into something and just go along with it, only to later discover that you guys don't connect well, you do not complement each other, you're not compatible, and then it causes problems down the line. So I think dating is a step that eliminates those incompatible to you. You are getting closer to what it is that you mesh better with, so that by the time you now transition into the stage of getting into relationships, the person that you're with has at least passed through many elimination processes to be closer to the ideal of what works better with the type of person that you are and the type of principles that you have and the type of morals that you have. At least that's what I think.
Okay, so sharing my ideals. Ndimhlehle, these days getting to know people is even physical. That's where it becomes wrong. Mfundisi, in the church, should our senior youth SYSSL, should they date? Should we date if we are a Christian? We are not speaking about denominations here, Adventists of New Adventists, but if you once in your life you have just said Jesus is Lord, should we date as Christians?
I think dating is biblical. That's be my position.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's very biblical. and one could even argue that dating is assumed. I don't know. Like you said, we're not defining. So I don't know the exact etymology of dating and where it comes from, as a word, and why they would talk about dating. But surely in the Bible we've got the concept of dating, the concept of getting to know someone before you are married to them is there.
Where?
Almost everywhere.
Almost
everywhere. The cardinal example I would take, Mary and Joseph. I could argue that Mary and Joseph dated, and they knew each other even before they got married. And even biblically, they were engaged. I think our idea of engagement in 2024, it's not the same idea of engagement in the Bible. The biblical understanding of engagement is what we call dating today. Mm. The difference, I think, just to respond to a comment made on Facebook, is the fact that in the Bible, then there are certain guidelines that would, be there to guide dating. But dating is definitely assumed in the Bible. We cannot say Mary and Joseph were not dating. I think they were dating. And we can even open the scriptures and argue around it. But I do think they were dating. So Christians... Christians should date in a Christian way. There's a way of dating in terms of pop culture. There's also a way of dating in the Bible. And of course, we can take Mary and Joseph as living examples or living testimonies of testaments in the Bible. But there are principles even behind their dating, which I believe holds true to them, but also holds true in the Bible as a principle. And we can talk about it in my view, and we can see where this goes. But yeah, definitely, I think Christians should date. Whether Christians, like Millie said, should date as many as you can, I'm not sure about that. I think that's worth debating about.
Ashley, do you agree that dating is biblical?
No, I don't. It's rather disappointing when I hear an ordained minister of the Lord advance, such arguments. There is no way in the Bible where you'll find dating. Not even marriage. Eh? I mean, marriage as a concept in the Bible, well, historically for that matter, you start talking of marriage maybe some 2,300 odd years before Christ's arrival. Before then, there was never such a thing as dating. There was never such a thing as marriage. And I think that as a church that advocates going back to Eden, we need to start slowly but surely moving back to the olden days. I mean, in the olden days, all you needed was a father who would consent to his son coming together with a lady. No ceremony, nothing whatsoever. The next thing, jiggy jiggy jay, is just children galore. That's all that was ever happening. There is no time. There were serious matters to concentrate on. When historically speaking, Unkulunkulu wanted to establish a kingdom in a nation whereby, in a world whereby paganism was flourishing. And Unkulunkulu, we didn't have time for these little things like umcholo and what's on that. Those things are not biblical. And as a last day church, as a church of Laodicea that is supposed to be preaching the three angels' message, there is no room for us to be engaging in these things of dating. It's wasting time. It's not supported by the Bible in any way whatsoever. In fact, what we're supposed to be doing is we're supposed to be laboring in the field. And when you're in the field, you will see procreation carry itself out. I've got my own issues with it, which also because it disturbs the order of day and what Unkulunkulu wants us.
Continue like this. Why is Zanele allowing you to just go off ramp like this?
No, I'm not going off ramp. You see, that's the problem. You see, this is the product of umcholo. You cannot even allow people to finish statement zabo and to make valid points. I mean, he opened up. Umthandazo opens up by saying, no, it's like you have to choose ufuni gezel, and now you must go out there and take as many gezels as humanly possible. Even properly speaking, that sounds so wrong. I mean, imagine manje mina, I want to go and find and ngiyazi ukuthi ngifuna gezel. And I know I want it to be thick, I want it to be light-skinned and what's or not. But jiggy jiggy, now I go there, I'm hunting, I'm slaughtering each and every gazelle. I'm not satisfied with the ones that I'm eating. Then I'm taking away from other people. Do you think uTuNkulunkulu, supports that type of conduct?
Mm.
I think that there are much more important things.
God supports it, but to say that, and when I say not supported, I'm talking about that you being busy with so many gazelles and testing them out. I don't think that would be biblical, but I'm shocked that you are saying there's no marriage in the Bible.
No, marriage as a ceremony is referenced in the Bible. If you look in the Old Testament, there was no, you're looking at the marriage as a ceremony only starts around 2,300 years BC. Before then, historically in the Bible, Adam and Eve, you guys may argue as pastors and say, no, nkulunkulu, marry them. There was no ceremony. You look historically, no Ruth and Boaz and what's or not. Yeah. So, yeah.
But there was definitely a ceremony when Samson got married.
Twice. And with Anna.
Yo, Umtandazo is burning. Umtandazo is burning. So I was not letting Ashley go. He was making a point. So I give each and every single one of you a chance to voice out. But you can rebut. It's okay. Umtandazo, why are you burning?
Well, the biblical aspect, Ashley can go on and on about it. But I honestly feel the challenge that comes with dating is the end result is not often reached.
Mm-hmm.
And I often argue to say, what is the purpose of dating? For me, it's not marriage. The purpose of dating is dating itself. And let's not take away the fact that
John,
I've had a relationship with someone that I broke up with. And I speak like a proper SDA guy who has dated SDA girls. I had very proper relationships with them, and they've been highly successful. The success in them is we notice that me and you cannot coexist in marriage or in any form of relationship. So I think to kind of put people at a position whereby we say the crux or the success of dating must culminate in marriage, I don't think that's fair. It's only fair to say that the purpose of dating is dating itself. I'd like to get to know you. If marriage happens, if, not when, if marriage happens, then that's okay. If it doesn't, then that's still okay. Was it a successful dating when we dated and we broke up? Yes, it was. We saw that me and you cannot coexist, or there's problems, or whatever the case could be. So we live in a church where they put us under pressure to find someone or be found by someone and work it out to a point where we get to marriage. No! I just want to know you. And if it happens that I marry you, then that's okay. If it happens that we don't, that's still pretty much okay. It's a very successful dating thing. No one should look back into their exes and see a failed thing. You are successful in that particular failure. You notice that the both of you cannot coexist together. And I think that's how things should be looked at. That way we'll have better consciences when we meet our exes without feeling guilty. Because we're going to meet them in church events, and all. We shouldn't be feeling bad. It didn't fail. It was successful. It was very successful.
Kirsty, I see you're burning. Kirsty is burning. Kirsty, what's up?
Okay, so I think the problem lies in the fact that maybe we do not have the same understanding or the same definition of what dating is. Because from what Ashley's saying, to say that he's going to look for the gazelles and then eat the gazelles and all of that, I think then it distorts the way that some of us view dating, right? Dating isn't now every person you're with, every man that I encounter, I sleep with them, I'm kissing them, I'm holding hands with them, I'm hugging them. Dating for me is a getting to know each other. That's why I say dating transitions into relationships. If the dating stage, the requirements have been met, or you are happy with the person that you're dating, then you transition into a committed relationship, into the boyfriend-girlfriend stage. And then, like Mtandazo said, then you can decide, do you get married, or does it work out, et cetera, et cetera. The dating part, the thing that makes dating important is you're getting to know if you're compatible with people. If we eliminate dating, we'll just accept anything that comes our way for the sake of just moving forward. But dating is that elimination. It's that first, I'm sorry to bring wrestling into it, but WrestleMania has stages, for example, right? WrestleMania has stages.
She's going to flop at you.
WrestleMania has stages. It's first the stage where they are everyone is going off and they are throwing everyone out of the ring, and then those who survive that time, that stage of the competition moves on to the next stage where now it gets harder. So then the same thing with dating. I'm talking to Ashley, I'm talking to Ntandaz, I'm talking to Pastor Treasure, and then I realize, you know, I don't like the pastor's temper. I don't like Ntandaz's ideals on A, B, C, D. I don't like Ashley's views on marriage. So then I don't want any of them. I don't think I would be able to deal with the relationship with any of them. And then, so that's the purpose of dating. Then when you get into the relationship, that's when those other things of now questioning how do we navigate intimacy in relationships when you're not married. That's when those conversations come in. But before that, we are just talking. I don't understand why that would be a problem.
Okay, all right. Ntandazo Shumi is agreeing with you. They are saying, absolutely, Ntandazo is definitely right. It's dating, then, in capital letters, courtship. Dating is just level one. It's just level one. Someone coming through as well, Arabella, there on Facebook, saying courting is the way to go, not dating. There is a difference. There is a difference there. And then, yeah, hey, WrestleMania, people are asking, how did you arrive, you know, at WrestleMania? But then there's a comment here coming through saying, to make this simple and biblical, an angel must descend and say, you should take Zanele to be your wife and have three kids. I, my, yes. That's my husband. Millie, you've been quiet.
I have a palpitation. Sorry.
What's wrong? I'm sorry.
I have so many views, but listening to everyone talking, I was just like, what in the world is going on? You know? Ntaz's views have me worried. And I'm like thinking, is that what the Adventist men are doing to the girls? Gosh, guys, that is very wrong.
Yes, trifling
with
what
hearts.
They're doing.
Trifling with hearts, that's what it's called. Trifling
Why
with
am
hearts.
I being judged?
So,
and it's
wrong.
A sin of no small
wrong.
Magnitude before the sight
it's
of
really,
the Lord.
Really wrong.
Yeah.
Ntandazo, you said the things that you said for me, I concluded as, oh my goodness. So you guys would say uyajola for the sake of ugujola. Okay, wait, I have to say something as well. Mm. The idea of dating and jolo, I wonder if there could be a distinction somehow.
It's the same thing.
I know you guys say it's the same thing, ne?
Courtship.
But I think there was a time when I was going, girl, there are so Njolo. Many different, there's so many different concepts, yeah. Because dating sounded like, when I was growing up, dating sounded like, okay, it's clean.
Okay.
Yeah, it's clean.
Clean Njolo. How? No kissing, no sex?
I don't know about the kissing, but maybe, yeah, no sex. But
okay.
It's clean, I don't know how to put it. Like,
okay.
Like getting to know each other. You don't get to know each other by getting into bed. Well, some people do, but, you know.
Okay.
Njolo was very, it sounded very... Like,
dirty.
There's nothing we don't do.
Okay.
Ne? Rabakena pagati inside everything penakant. And then courtship. Oh, courtship was very pure. Courtship is really the purest of them all. But I also think it's very important for us. I hope the pastor or someone of the one of the listeners can define the difference between dating and courtship. And then if we're going to, because we were talking about dating, how do you date the Christian way? The right way? Because we can't be dating with all these flawed, I think there's a lot of flawed ideas about dating here. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions as well, perhaps. If I'm understanding it completely differently and another Adventist guy is understanding it completely differently and we are trying to have a relationship, already we're starting off on like a bad footing. Maybe we could talk about it and we could come to an understanding, sure. But I'm thinking of those who are going to ambassadors or, you know, in the ranger class, you are answering questions and you are asking all these different counselors and all of them have different views that are not necessarily based on the Bible. Jingle about Ashley said, how can I dating with baby ding? You know, but Mrs. White has written letters to young lovers.
Mm-hmm. We're going okay. there. Okay. Yeah, Arin.
No, she gives counsel about prior to marriage.
Have
you
a
know?
Circle of friends. Maybe that's what Ntandazo is speaking about. You know,
Ntandazo's voice sounds like he's murdering
he's
girls.
He's talking
man.
About slaughtering gazelles.
What
he's
Ntandazo is doing is wrong.
Gazelles.
And I don't know what your exes are busy
I'm
thinking
here.
About you right now. I mean,
I'm here. Why?
No. You mustn't come on. Mazet, they might not like my views, ne? But my views are the truth, and my views are biblical, ne? This thing, ukesti akulumangayo, about no, this is the right way of doing things, and then we get to know each other. And when
Pastor also
step
said
one,
the same thing,
and Mtandazo also says the same thing. He says then it's successful when it's failed, and then we bump into each other, and we know that we succeeded because it failed, and we knew that we're not compatible. There is no such thing. There's no friend that Millicent can tell me today, or an ex Millicent that she can tell me that, nah, we're very happy. We meet. I attend his wedding. I come and visit his. You know, I came and
why am I the example?
You know, Mtandazo speaking. You won't. You don't know my ex girlfriend's like. There's no such thing as Sabata.
Because you're angry with each other.
They don't talk to each other. They don't attend the same churches. They say terrible things about one another on social media. You know, and some of them, the consequences of whether it's so-called wrong dating or right dating, I don't make a distinction between the two. They've got little kids. They're grabbing each other to maintenance call and all of those type of things. And so there is no such thing as that, you know, that to kiss, there's a right way and there's a properly defined. Maybe that's the type of world you might want to have. This thing is simple, Bazalwane. It's very, very simple, ne? Let's apply the old methodologies. Let's have faith. Kirsty is talking about WrestleMania. Busy eliminating and eliminating. Who are you when to eliminate God's children? Have faith. Unkulunkulu must bring the right partner to you.
Actually, I've got a problem. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I can't even finish a statement.
I'm sorry, Ash, but... If we have to be really serious and authentic about this, don't be disingenuous. If you're going to say everything that you have been saying right now, Ushuguti, wonke umuntu who believes the same views as you, including you, must be single right now. And you must be waiting for an elder or someone to come and give you a wife.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't mean that. Why must
why,
I be
why are you saying that? Because my understanding is dating is wrong.
Is
right?
Can I not be with a partner without going through dating?
Is that courtship? Is that courtship?
Well, forget about courtship.
No, you can't forget about it. We're trying to be biblical.
Okay.
Be biblical here.
Okay. Wait. Let me.
Who did Isaac date?
He didn't.
Who? Isaac.
He didn't. He just got married to Rebecca.
So why can't I do the same?
You can. That's
by
what I'm
faith,
saying.
By faith. So the man of God went. So Isaac concentrated. He focused on his primary objective, which was to leave out the will of God and concentrate on the projects that Unkulunkulu had given him. And when you do that, Unkulunkulu will bring a partner without you having to go and wanting umjolo and slaughtering gazelles and going through, spending money as well, going to cinemas.
And being friends with the opposite sex.
Okay, Mfundisi, come through. Mfundisi, come through. We need you.
Yeah, I want to say this. Ashley's argument, I don't think is biblical. There's no way in the Bible where the Bible argues that marriage must be arranged. There's no way. Yes, we do see some people whose marriages are being arranged, like he's talking about Isaac. That's fine. If you take Samson, for example, Samson saw a woman that pleased him. He was happy with what he saw. He went to his parents and said, "Go get her for me." Right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing as you have seen. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, okay, there was a time where he stopped, they started engaging with the woman and things like that. I get that. But there's no prescription in the Bible that you need, that marriage needs to be arranged. Right? But I think we're not arguing marriage. We're talking about
dating.
The biblical perspective on dating. And I agree. I think we are moving from different perspectives of what dating is, and dating versus courtship, dating versus mjolo. We are moving from different point of views, and we are informed by different cultures. Perhaps culture right now is what's informing us on dating and what dating is about, right? But I do think that it is true that you would date a woman with the intention of marrying the woman, you know? If you take dating as we practice dating in 2024, the same benefits you get from dating, you can get from a friend. In the sense that, especially Christian dating, especially because it does not involve
in 2024,
any sexual intimacy, it does not involve anything like that. Getting to know someone personally, closely, personality, character, things like that, you can do that outside of the umbrella of we are dating.
Pastor.
The only reason why we go for dating is because we are afraid that, oh, I found this precious gem that looks precious on the surface now, And I want this to be exclusive immediately, right? So that is why I date. And when we say we are dating, already that simply says to you, especially in African context, that is exclusive. You cannot date somebody else, right? But we do say to each other, oh, you can have as many friends as you want, but you can't be dating somebody else. That is because we have made a distinction between friendship and dating. And the distinction we have made is that there are certain activities we get involved in the process of dating. You can hold hands with your friend, but I will hold hands with my girlfriend or something like that, right? You can't kiss with your friend, but I will kiss with my girlfriend. There are certain things that are just a notch higher.
Why are
that
we kissing?
Makes a difference between friendship and dating.
Why
but
are we
truth
kissing?
Of the matter is the idea and the intent of dating, whether Mta agrees or not, has always been, this is a person you want to get to know so well that this will become your partner. This will become someone you end up marrying, right? When I say, at least not we, because we're definitely not saying the same thing, right? But when I say that Joseph was dating Mary, they were not married when she was pregnant. They were not married. But the Bible does say that he was betrothed to her, or he was engaged to her, or to use 2024 language, he was dating her. Right? He was dating her. You know, you and I would know. Ellen White says that you are not married.
Intense.
Even on the day when you've arranged the wedding, you've received the diamond ring, you've done whatever that you've done. Even on that day, on the altar, you can say, my brother, my sister, I am sorry. This is not going to work. So you're not married. You're not married until y'all, in front of God, take vows to be mutually exclusive. Through all, you make whatever vows you make towards each other, right? And of course, in the context of whichever nation you find yourself in, you consummate the marriage in a legal way, right? Then you are married. But for as long as it has not happened, even when we've sent the invites and things like that, even if you are wearing that ring, you're not married. You're not married. So I do think that dating is there in the Bible. There are people we see, Ruth and Boaz, we see them.
How often is there? I have to enter me as the host. There I'm entering. Who dated Boaz? Who dated Boaz?
Ruth shots her shot, girl.
Were they not dating?
No. Oh, Ruth, wafika lapaya and asi, here I am.
Exactly. And that's the point I'm making. Dating
yeah,
is the, you guys are arranging your own marriages. Send I mean your
me.
Own relationships. What's wrong? Let God arrange it for you.
Mina, I wanna know, Wuti, why should we have dating in this friendship?
Okay, yeah. All right.
How is God going to give me someone in 2024 to say, oh Ashley, here is the person for you, or send an angel? That's not going to happen. You're going to pray about this person. You're going to be in touch with reality, right? You're going to pray about, is this the right person or not? And surely God will communicate to you one way or the other.
Okay.
You
know? here.
And that's the only way. That's the only way.
Here's a comment that
can and again, I feel like we can't limit the workings of the Lord to one method. Just because with Isaac and Rebecca, it was an issue of the well, with Banban, an issue of this. We can't say God works in one way. Collectively, I feel like there's a part that someone plays in the choice of the partner that they have.
Mm-hmm.
While it's a very spiritual endeavor, I must choose what I like. I honestly, and this is why Samson is one of my favorite characters, because Samson was very clear. And here we are sometimes in the biblical perspective of dating, where we cloud everything in spiritual matters, where how she physically looks, how he physically looks, how mentally he is, how mentally she is, does not matter. As long as a male, that's all good and well. And which should not be. Much as important as the spiritual part must be every aspect of it, whether physical or whatsoever. You yourself must choose what you want. And I think, honestly, God gives us the opportunity to go out there and say, choose Mthandazo what you want. And I will take my choices. If my choice doesn't work, that's it. But I will take my choices. Yes, I will pray. Yes, I will fast. But I also don't want to be in a position where I'm with a very spiritual wife that I don't even like how she looks. Let's not give each other problems. I want to look at my wife as a powerful spiritual woman, but as a powerful, also beautiful woman. I want the opportunity to get what I want.
Okay, before I come to Kirsty, there are comments here. So the first one is saying here, Mfundisi, are you limiting God from what you have just said? Right, I'm just going to take all of them at once. Mtandazo, this one is for you. This one I think I'm going to, Mtandazo, once the angel method, LOL, but still snaking on the side.
How?
So that is Mtandazo's problem. You know, he wants the angel method, but on the side, he is busy. snaking on the side. So I see this one here. Umfu is confusing things. A fiance and a girlfriend are different things. Those are steps to marriage. A girlfriend being the first and the fiance is the next step. So that is coming through from Rosetta there. And then Shumi comes back again saying, at what point does, I think Ashley, you'll take this one, because when now you are on the Bible, when now you are straight, at what point does prayer
Ashley is not on the Bible. Ashley is not on the Bible. Ashley has not even quoted a single text. Ashley's on his own path alone. He's on his own. He's on a philosophic path. He's not being biblical.
Okay.
I think Ashley, my brother, let's be biblical. And I'm sorry to interject, Ezzy, but let's be biblical. We cannot, and I'm not limiting God.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with Ash on one thing. There is a method that was used where parents made an arrangement for someone. That's not the only method we've seen in the Bible. We've also seen, we've seen God bringing a spouse to a man. That we've seen in the case of Adam and Eve. We have seen that, right? We've seen a man saying, I've seen a woman and that's the woman that I want.
Mm.
Right, we've seen that. We've seen in David's case, how did David get married to Saul's daughter? There are many instances and different scenarios of how people ended up being married to each other. The destiny of that particular union is a completely different story. I mean, yes, Samson did see a woman, did say, I want her, and it did not end well. We know that, right? But it does not mean that God takes away the choice of human beings choosing, having a criteria. Why not? So you must sit and say, I'm going to wait until I receive.
Wait upon the Lord.
Wait.
I
do think that, and here's my last installment on this section.
What installment?
I do think that. When we pray to God, when we pray to my WrestleMania, when we pray to God, right? We are very specific on our prayer requests. We are extremely specific to say, Lord, I want this, 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 and this. This is the job I want. This is the kind of income that I want. Then why should we not be able to present our desires to God? I want a gorgeous woman. I want a handsome man. I want a working man. I want a working woman. I want a housewife. Why can't we be specific in our supplications and our requests to God? And I'm saying that even if we are to involve prayer in the process of dating to make it Christian, we do need to be able to give our specific requirements to God as to exactly what is it that we want. Otherwise, God can send you anything because you had no prescriptions on who you wanted. He can send you anybody. Are you going to accept somebody or are you going to reject them and say it's not the Lord's doing?
Kirsty?
Right? So I think that we need to be able to balance what's happening in our reality today, Ash, what's happening in reality today, and also balance it with what the Bible is saying, right? And I do think that there is a biblical, besides the examples we are giving, I know many of us have an issue with Paul, but Paul does talk to people who are unmarried and does say, if you are unmarried and you are seeing somebody and you start having these passions now and you can't control them, get married, right? Clearly, that's an assumption. He assumes that you are not married yet. Right? And we can get into the details, but let us quote the Bible. We cannot, we will not sit here and follow the idea that says that all marriages must be arranged by parents. If they're not arranged by parents, they must be delivered by an angel. We have not seen an angel. We have not seen, it's miracles. We have not seen an angel. Sometimes, Ash, speaking biblically, Angels come in human form. Yo, Ash, have you seen that girl? Have you seen so-and-so? Man, don't you think? Right? Because the Bible says sometimes you entertain, you in you entertaining human beings, you've entertained angels. Right? So I do think that we need to be able to balance what the Bible is specific about and what's happening in our times.
Kirsty, you've been burning WrestleMania.
Okay, I haven't been burning, but I just have an opinion to share, right?
Yeah.
So if you're burning, you get
married. I just have something to share. I'm not the most biblically intelligent person out there, but and my understanding, please take it with a grain of salt, because I'm still also a scholar of the Bible and I'm still learning. So what I think is, God gives guidelines on navigating relationships in the Bible. And he wouldn't be putting those guidelines if they were not essential in the process of finding a partner, in the process of dating, in the process of all these things, right? I think when God says, okay, do not be unequally yoked, is telling you, eliminate all these people. Don't deal with people who you do not, unless you agree and you are also, you're standing on the same footing, you cannot be with this person. When he's giving guidelines on what love is, it's helping you then identify if this relationship I have with this person, and I'm saying that we love each other, are we loving the way God wants us to love? Is the love reflective of what God has put in the scriptures? God puts, there are many verses in Proverbs where he's like, don't be deceived by beauty and all those things. Someone who praises God and all of that. No. I'm not saying that appearance is not an important aspect of a relationship, right? But I'm saying the Bible, I'm trying to dispute the argument, Guy Ashley, to say that the Bible gives guidelines on how to navigate human relationships. And I believe part of human relationships is not just friendship, but also courting and dating and building up whatever you're building up until you decide if this person is the one that is meant for you. And then the aspect of prayer comes in to say, okay, God, I'm at the stage where I want to get married. I need you to direct me on who it is that you have destined for me. But that process, I mean, God's answer cannot come if you have not... Like, who is he going to show you?
Wait, are you saying God helps those who help themselves? That you must pray when there's already...
Faith without works is what, Zanele?
Yes.
Hi.
Prophet,
the works are missing.
That's exactly what Kirsty's saying. God helps those who help themselves.
Colleagues,
oh,
and there's a question. You haven't read that question that you said you wanted me to respond to.
The prayer one.
I think Ashley should get close to the mic. We can hardly hear you.
So is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Colleagues, this is where I'm coming from.
Colleagues.
We're colleagues on our way to heaven. Let me remind you, in case you guys have forgotten. Bazalwane, dating in 2024. We all know what that entails. Lena, that you guys are trying to put into the Bible and force into the Bible, ayikho mfundisi. Mfundisi, you know there's that verse that when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? I'm very worried with Mfundisi's remarks that surely the Son of Man might not find faith. Because Mfundisi, he accuses me of not substantiating my thought processes with biblical verses.
Yes.
That's not what I'm here for, Mfundisi. Let me explain what I mean by that. I've taken a position, a very simple position, that there is no such thing as dating in the Bible. You must then need to, if you allege that it's there, then you are the one that's supposed to show it to me from the Bible. What you have done is take the story of Joseph and Mary, make certain logical deductions, which are philosophical, and then you accuse me of being philosophical. And then you make that logical deduction that they must have been some dating happening between them. You make that assumption, which is not there in the Bible. Even if you make use of the word, the Bible references them as having been betrothed, engaged. synonymously speaking, engaged, espoused, you know, that's, one could even break it further down, you know, if you play around with the gymnastics of writing and words, to say that that may mean that they were married. So you are putting something in there. So you are putting something in the Bible that I'm saying that it's not there. You are twisting the scripture. I am saying to you, Bazalwane, in 2024, when we speak about dating, we're talking about a postmodern concept or a modern concept.
Where is Brother Ashley's Bible? Where is Brother Ashley's Bible?
Okay, sorry, can I ask a question, Ashley?
Yes, Kirsty.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm genuinely curious on what Ashley is saying, like his take, because okay, I want to understand what do you call then that stage before marriage, that period with someone but you're not married, what would you call, you're not engaged but you're not married, what would you call that relationship dynamic?
It's a relationship.
What are you guys doing?
You're in a relationship, and that relationship need not be defined as dating, as we know how community defines dating and the postmodern society defines dating. There was a relationship between Isaac and Rebecca. There was a relationship between Adam and Eve. They did not have to go through these so-called stages of or processes of elimination where, you know, I'm starting to get to know you better with a view that I'm going to make a decision later on in my life. There was never time for these things. Those people where, I mean, the relationships were dictated and directed by God. And these guys were faithful enough, concentrating on the work that God had assigned to them. God exposed them to relationships that did not need them to spend, time jesting and beating around the bush, wasting money and doing all sort of different things and testing gazelles and killing gazelles. That stage that we're speaking about is an ordained relationship by Unkulunkulu, say this is your person and I'm giving you muntu wako, you are in the field, you don't even have to move away from the field and now focus on saying ama feelings wami, this is what I want, I must now park umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu and now go and try to find someone for myself and start processes of elimination. That has caused us numerous problems. And umfundisi, what you are advancing, if young people are going to be listening to umfundisi this evening, and I encourage by umfundisi and umthandazo, they are opening themselves up for heartbreaks, and they might even leave the church, like we have seen many in Tanga zabo umthandazo who have left the church because of this dating thing.
Zanele, what is actually high on? I think in Upuza Nento is seriously.
Okay, wait. Wait.
I want to make a contribution.
Wait, Mfundisi, before you make the contribution, before you all come in, because our listeners are here, we have a comment on the WhatsApp line. It says, from, you didn't sign your name here, but it's Msongi, according to your profile. It says, dating is colloquial. We don't have evidence of it anywhere in scripture. Indeed. It's a construct that contemporary, not necessarily wrong, but let's be clear, dating is not biblically based. We don't even hear of breakups and exes. The manner of courting was specific and different. That's why you don't hear stories of it in the land of ooze. This one dated this one and broke up with this one. So this is what they are saying here. Mfundisi, comment and also respond to this one.
No problem. There are many breakups in the Bible. Many breakups. Many heartbreaks. A lot of heartbreaks. I would employ the listener to just tour through the Bible and see how many men and women Samson had a serious heartbreak, a major heartbreak, for him to go into the field of the Philistines and burn their fields. That's an angry man and his anger is born from a heartbreak, a major heartbreak. They're all over the scriptures, right? Even if we were to move from dating and move into the marriage space, there are a lot of heartbreaks. There are a lot of people in the Bible, maybe not a lot, but there are instances in the Bible of people that even divorced in the Bible. Samson included, David included. These are people who have been through a lot of things. David marries Saul's daughter. David goes to war, comes back. His wife is given to someone else. That's a problem for David. right? That's a major problem for David. Samson does the same thing. He goes away, comes back, his wife is given to someone else. That's a problem. In fact, if you read Samson's story, this is a sad reality. And I'm worried when H2 says these things are not in the Bible. Samson had a wedding. He had a wedding. He even had what we would call a best man in today's language. And the Bible says that they took his wife and gave him to the best man who was at the wedding. Go read that story, H2. They gave his own wife to the best man who was at the wedding. That man was heartbroken. Can you imagine your wife being given to your friend? Right, so these are things that you find in the scripture. So I would employ even the listeners, don't listen to Ashley, don't go with Ashley, you are going to be lost, because Ashley has not referenced the Bible. I'm even asking, where is this Bible? The only thing we see is it's a purple cup there. Ashley has not referenced the scriptures, and we need to be able to reference the scriptures. Ashley says that. He says that the burden of proof is on me and Ta to prove from the scriptures, because we have not expanded from the script. Let's leave the stories here, Ash, because the stories are clearly not enough evidence that there was dating in the scriptures. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 7, the most famous chapter in the Bible. Yeah. Let's read. I want us to see something, and I think my view would be that the listeners should and viewers should read for themselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, right? We can spend time on that chapter. We can go through this. It talks about married people and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. There are a few things that Ashley commented on that he abstracts from this chapter, talking about us focusing on the Lord's work and not being busy with dating and things like that. Well and good, but I want us to read what the Bible is saying. Whether you agree with Paul or not, I guarantee you, brother, Ashley is going to say he does not agree with Paul. Paul is not inspired and whatnot and what. Let's go for it, right? So 1 Corinthians 7, verse 32 going down, if I can, Z.
Yes, Mfundisi.
All right, I'm reading the New International Version. It's easy for me to read, right? So it says, verse 32, I would like you to be free from concern. An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affairs. An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affairs, how he can please the Lord. But a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please his wife. Right? And his interests, verse 34, are divided. Right? An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband. Now, then 35 says, I'm saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way in undivided devotion to the Lord. And here's my interest now, 36. If anyone is worried, that he might not be acting honorably towards the virgin he's engaged to. This guy is engaged. He's not married. He's engaged. And his passions are too strong and he feels he ought to marry. He should do as he wants. He's not sinning. They should get married. That text on its own tells you that that brother in verse 36 is not a married guy, but he's engaged to someone. He clearly has a woman in his life. And Paul is saying, but you guys don't fall into this thing of now you're going to go with your passions and your feelings and things like that. If you are really burning with desires and all of that, you're not sinning. Go ahead and get married, right? Assumption, these people are seeing each other. The Bible is clear that this is not brothers and sisters. This is clearly not a brother and sister. These are people who are engaged. But it's also clear that they're not married. Otherwise, why would Paul say let them go and get married if they are married? So Kirsty is asking, what do you call this thing before people are married? What are they doing? Right? And I'm putting it to you, Brother Ashley, that verse 36 assumes that these people are already seeing each other. They're not brothers and sisters. They're not beloved brothers and sisters. These are people who are engaged to each other. And I'm saying that we don't have the word dating in the Bible. But that very idea of dating is there in the Bible,
no,
in the context of a very purified dating, the one that Casey is talking about, where you can see someone without getting yourself involved in slaughtering gazelles and tasting and test driving and all those things. None of those things. Because if you are burning with passions, if you've seen each other, you've dated each other, you've gotten to know each other, now you're at the stage where you want to experiment with each other.
You are wrong. Go ahead and get married. You're wrong. And the first problem you have is that you are reading from the NIV. That's the first problem.
We can even read King James version. We can read King James version.
let me tell you what is happening here, Mfundisi, before you go any further. You have a brother and sister here who are serving on the same church board. You have the brother and sister here who are in the field preaching the three angels' message day in and day out. They are single, these two. They are very, very single. Yes. They are preaching and they are working for the Lord tirelessly. As the preceding verse says that the single one focuses on pleasing the Lord. These two here are pleasing the Lord. They now find themselves at a point in time whereby instead of concentrating on the beast of Revelation chapter 13, the brother's mind somehow then finds itself veering towards the sister that he's been laboring in the field with tirelessly.
And the Lord
then says to the brother, "Brother, when you are single, you are supposed to be only focusing on the things that please me and only focus on pleasing me. But I see now that this sister is taking a great deal of your attention. Your body and the physics and the hormones, certain secretions are now starting to take place. This is human, my brother. Don't ignore this thing. It's happening. Ne? So what I suggest that you do is that this sister that you are engaged with in the work of the Lord, now concentrate and focus on settling and getting married with her, because your body can no longer keep itself in check in this sister's presence. So for you to suggest that these guys here have been going out and having movies and having picnics and these guys have been touching hands and they've been kissing and they've been having some exclusivity outside of the church domain and doing the Lord's work, there's nothing of that nature in the Bible. And if you want to read that in there, you are putting it in the Bible, my brother.
Can I ask a very basic question?
Wait.
What version is Ashley reading from? He's reading from.
I can tell you,
Ashley has created his own version of that's not in the text. We are talking about two people here whom the Bible says they are not married, they are engaged to each other. That's what the Bible is. When you are engaged with someone, Ashley, you are laboring, my brother. I'm going to say this. You are laboring to know this person. You are laboring. You are doing your utmost best to know them, to know their family.
Where do you get that
to
from?
Know their world. You are engaged to that person. Yes, yes. In 2024, we add things, we add rings and stuff. But this is a different level. The Bible talked about brother that's unmarried, that is busy with the work of the Lord. And it is not saying it is wrong. Paul says it's not a sin. It's not wrong for the brother to now see a sister. That's not what the Bible is saying. The Bible is simply saying his attention will be divided. Now he must please God and he must please this woman at the same time. That's what the Bible is saying.
Mfundisi,
the pulpits, you'll get it tomorrow. Emma Bailey. It's starting to sound like a Twitter war.
What version is Ashley reading from?
It's not just Ashley. Emma Bailey. Pause. So, what I wanted to say, right, is I feel like this thing between Ashley and the pastor is also now about engagement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long engagement, Lana.
Yeah. We're here for dating.
I actually want Ashley to clarify something for me that I think I'm still not sure about. You said it's called relationships when Kirsty asked a question earlier on. And I was like thinking, I don't know if you are running away from labeling it. Because we label things. The reason we label things is so that we can categorize. It helps us to better navigate the world. And even with relationships, yeah, human beings have relationships all the time, but there are different types of relationships that we have with different people. And so we have names for those different relationships. So for you to say when you are with a woman or before before marriage, it's just called a relationship, I feel is inadequate. So I really wanted you to clarify, when you have seen someone who for you is now really potential for marriage, right, and you say it's not dating, neither is it courtship, besides relationship, which is very vague, what then will you call it? You have to label it. It has to be exclusive at some point. So what is it?
He has no choice but to call it engagement according to the Bible. He has no leg to stand on.
Even this,
but I'm not there.
Wait,
I'm not there.
Wait. Ashley, answer so that I can take. I see the comments on Facebook as well as WhatsApp, so I'm going to take those after answer. Ashley unvagues us, you know.
It's brotherly love. It's a couple. Yeah? It's just the type of relationship.
Guys, you can't accept this. You're being disingenuous.
I'm not. I'm being genuine here.
You are a brotherly what to every single girl. Every single girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Unveiling about poster. If you have my status, it's about poster. Bonke.
Zanella, does he post you?
Young no. Poster. Oh,
Zanella. Oh, he posts my shows.
No, we are not talking about shows.
It's talking about
the so-called brothers and sisters. The so-called brothers and sisters. And
okay, Wait. Hold it there. As Millicent said, the pulpit tomorrow. Wait. A comment that came through here. I'm coming to Facebook now. The one on WhatsApp by Msongi is saying that no, Mfundisi, you are extrapolating and not being faithful to the context of the text. Paul is addressing the concept of fornication in this context. He says if people's passions are too strong, they should get married. It's not a text about dating and its principles. So that is comment number one that is coming through the Mfundisi. We are seeing you there.
Okay.
You are
which people?
Okay.
Which people?
Wait.
Relationships must be defined.
Mfundisi.
That's what Chanda said. Okay, it's fine.
Wait. Okay. Kaya Ngwenya, they're saying, wait, Mfundisi.
at least Umthandazo, like, we are better without quoting the Bible. Mfundisi is better by quoting the Bible.
Without quoting the Bible.
We have listeners and viewers. Okay, Kaya is saying modern relationships prioritize emotional connection, shared values, and mutual respect. Arranged marriages often disregard these essential aspects, potentially leading to an unhappy and unfulfilling unions. Arranged marriages can perpetuate patriarchal attitudes,
all of them do,
limiting women's agency and autonomy. But they know me, these two. English runs away. Okay. Sbongutando, I think yours is answered because Mfundisi did take us to the Book of Corinthians. You were saying that but the lack of evidence in dating in the Bible does not mean it was not there. The Bible was not written to explain day-to-day lifestyle of people and how they were relationshiping. Now, no one in this conversation is referencing the Bible. At least now Mfundisi did take us to the Book of First Corinthians there. And then Colbert Ndlovu, Mfundisi, welcome to the conversation. He's saying the woman was regarded as a lawful wife of his woman to whom she was betrothed. So what about those, okay, this is Ndimhle saying, what about those whose bodies react to you, to a lot of ladies? So if your body is reacting to a lot of ladies,
what does that mean?
What about you?
Wait, what does that mean?
No, that's just...
What does that mean? Please, Kuba, explain yourself.
Wait, remember in the Book of Corinthians, when Mfundisi read, it says if your body is reacting to this virgin, get married because you're going to be, you know, you're going to start sinning. Right? Very simple. So the question that is coming from Ndimhle is if, as Uzanel, I'm going to use myself as an example. Mm-hmm. Example husband, don't worry, it's an example. If my body reacts to Ashley and reacts to Mtandas and reacts to Pastor Nkun, what then? What then must I do? That is the
question. Yeah, sounds like y'all guys need the fruit of the spirit.
Okay, wait, I'm continuing with the comments. If this is what is taught in theological schools, then I don't want it, Shem. How can a pastor tell us about the logic of dating? How is this exegesis of scripture? Wow, we are in trouble. Wundis is not make sure. So fix yourself there. So Renee saying, preach the truth. Pastor, think first. Case to come in.
Yeah.
Kirsty, okay, Kirsty, and then Mtandazo. Mtandazo has been quiet, and Mtandazo brings bombs. Kirsty, then Mtandazo.
Okay, I want to emphasize what Millicent said as an added question to Ashley, right? Because I don't want us to discredit what Ashley is saying. Maybe we're just not understanding what he's saying nicely. So, when Millicent said that we have relationships across the board. I have a relationship with my mother. I have a relationship with Millicent. I have a relationship with whoever. But those relationships are labeled in order to distinguish what it is you're doing with each of those people. That's why she was saying, what am I doing with this man who is not my friend, who is not my brother, who is not my colleague? Like, what is the status of this relationship? I think what the problem is that the era, the generation we live in has obscured a lot of things and has tainted it with its own definitions and stuff. And maybe that's where we are lost, because maybe we don't understand the definition. Maybe the definition is the problem that's making us so divided in this discussion. Then the second thing I wanted to ask, I'm now asking as someone who is now also learning through this conversation. When the Bible says, he who has found a wife has found a good thing, does that not imply that this person has been looking and passing and seeing people and then now has finally found the one that was meant for him, his wife. And then that is then the good thing out of the journey that it has taken to get there. And that journey is what? The dating stages and then the girlfriend-boyfriend stages until you get to the stage of having a wife. Then now you have found a good thing in your journey of navigating romantic relationships.
Yeah. And you find, Kirsty, you're very right. You'll find a wife, you'll find a husband. But the finding process is not what the pastor is defining, i.e. the dating process. Kirsty, I'm going to say to you now, if you are in a relationship, say you're dating, as the world calls it, in 2024, there is absolutely nothing that you should be doing with that guy that you cannot do with me. If there's something that you do with that guy that you cannot do with me, you are sinning. And that's what the world then defines as dating today. And that's where the whole issue is with me and this whole concept or notion.
Welcome back. Now you see, humbang your life.
He has converted.
Now humbang your life. That's exactly where we started.
I've been consistent. This has been my thought throughout. And Kirsty has said it properly, that maybe you're not understanding me, which is a common thing with theologians. They just refuse to understand laymen. But you see, the thing is, Kirsty, that being said, my thought, because Uzanele is like, in front of me.
He's been quiet.
You know what I think, okay? For me, I think what's disturbing with some of the comments is, and which is basically what happens in a typical SDA meeting when we talk about dating, is the massive impracticality of the thought process here. It's unfair, and I'm with Umfundisi here, to label this whole thing as if it's scripture doesn't have something to say about it. It does. The same thing with smoking. We don't hear do not smoke, but there are principles that work around it in the Bible. Okay. Where we can be able then to say, okay, fine. There's no, we don't, shouldn't smoke, but this is what should be done. The body is the temple of the Lord. Smoking is not good for health. So that's fine. We can deduce that without even a direct thing altogether. And so it's so difficult to have a biblical perspective of dating. We have guidelines to it as to, okay, this is what we could do. So if someone is burning, I think stop the burning, get married. That's all good and well. If someone is this and someone is that, if you don't feel like it, don't feel like it. So we pick out simple examples from there. And I think it gets to a point where in our church, it becomes so impractical because we overwhelm everything with the spiritual side. Overwhelm. And I feel it's really unfair to overwhelm everything with the spiritual side, as if we breathe out of spiritual things, we think out of spiritual things, we eat out of spiritual things.
We are living practical lives. When I see a lady, I didn't see her heart for Jesus. I didn't see her routine with the Bible. I saw a structure and I love it. Yo, Nkosi Yami, I want her. She looks beautiful in the dress. She's dressed properly. Her breasts are here.
I'm a Song
of Solomon, by the way. I am on Songs of Solomon. Let her breasts satisfy me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's exactly how things should be.
Only boyfriend.
These are the consequences of dating. This is what dating breeds. We're dealing with this,
Mazet, as I end. We're dealing with people in the church that pretend that these things are not even there.
What things?
That walk around as if everything is spiritual their lives.
What are we talking about now?
You go to work literally.
You're talking about the consequences of dating. This is what dating breeds.
So I feel at the end of the day, if we're going to talk about the biblical perspective of dating, you must put everything practical. You must like someone. You must see someone. You must pray with someone. You must watch what. Ashley says, if how then did the whole thing about Kirsty, if you find someone and that person cannot do the things that she does with that person with Ashley, I think that's so wrong. There must be exclusivity in all of this. There must be something that I do with someone that I like that the other person cannot ever get. I must talk to them every day.
That someone is your wife, not your girlfriend, not someone that you're dating.
I'm working towards making it my wife. This is why sometimes we have the most unhappiest marriages in our church, the most unsuccessful marriages, because we are so impractical about the concept of life.
Why is my mic off?
It's not.
Someone is you're so heavenly focused that you're so earthly useless. And I think sometimes when it comes to dating, we close all manner of thinking and we just want to go spiritual. Kanjani.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being spiritual?
It cannot be emphasized more than the other parts.
What's the other part?
You're talking about the flesh, Mta. Are you serious?
I must like her, and I must also find her attractive spiritually and mentally.
No one says you must.
Always 100%. You're saying?
Nobody's saying you must. And that's my whole argument. That's my whole argument. We're not talking about dating in the world. We're talking about Christian dating. And I'm telling you that if there was even such a thing, and I'm saying we should even get rid of the word Christian, because you will find umuntu wakho enkonzweni concentrating on spiritual things. There's nothing wrong with being spiritual. There's nothing wrong with concentrating on heavenly things. And whilst we concentrate on those things, God has a proven track record that you will not be found wanting when it comes to having a proper life partner. Without going through all these stages, these so-called stages of dating in life, which expose you to heartbreaks, which expose you to trifling with hearts, STIs, gazelle slaughtering, babies, and all of this. Because everything that you are advocating for, and which Umfundisi does not realize, but is supporting you in that, leads to all of these things that we are mentioning here. And causes us to put on these sunglasses to blind ourselves from what Unkulunkulu is calling us to.
Very impractical.
All right. Okay.
You can't say just because there are accidents you should stop driving cars. So now we can't drive cars because my mother has got coin.
How does it add up?
And your method is very unsuccessful. That you are trying to avoid heartbreak by waiting for a miracle to happen. There are marriages that people prayed for that thoroughly failed. Completely in the midst of prayer.
So shall we stop praying?
So you're using an impractical method to try and solve a problem. We're trying to avoid heartbreak. We're trying to avoid fatherless children. So what should we do? Wait for someone to drop from
Sing
heaven
jolly,
and
guys.
Help the lesson. There's been people that prayed and fasted and things did not work. I honestly feel we're just being impractical. Yeah,
focus,
and this is the
focus
the
on
of
pleasing
church.
The Lord and you will see. If you focus on pleasing the Lord and you start banning, you will not need to go into the world to try and date and do what's on. You will find that partner that to marry. When I concentrate on the Lord, don't concentrate
okay.
on
no, but right. I don't know. Wait. Yeah, Mpundisi, before you come through, we literally have 5 minutes to wrap it up. right? We have 5 minutes, but there's a scripture that I want to bring in. And Mpundisi, since you're on the floor, I'm going to start with you. Because Umta brought in the Songs of Solomon, Nami, I'm going there to the Book of Songs of Solomon.
That's for married people.
No, it's not. It's not. No, no. Songs of Solomon 2:7, Mpundiswami, it says here, sorry, Ashley, I'm reading NIV.
Thank it you says, for reading the Bible. Yeah. I commend you for reading the Bible.
Yeah, Songs of Solomon 2:7, it says here, daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the doers of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Does this mean we must not date up until we are ready to get married, or it's just that good? Don't date if we are not ready for love. In 2 minutes, Mfundi, so we can have closing remarks from everyone else.
All right. I think no. I don't think that's what the Bible is saying there. I think the Bible, what I love about this holy scripture of ours that we are interpreting and espousing from this evening is that it is very consistent in its moral code. And what it is saying there, here in Song of Solomon 2:7, and in 1 Corinthians 7, don't awaken passions. Don't start moving into a space where now you want to fondle with passions, with the issues of passions. The moment you start doing that, those desires will start awakening, and it will just lead you into the wrong path. It will lead you into fleshy things that should not be entertained. But the Bible is calling for people, daughters of Zion and sons of Jerusalem for that matter, to remain chaste, to stay pure, even in the Lord, even in the context of dating, to remain pure, even when you are dating. This idea of test driving and things like that does not work. And I like the fact that we are talking about dating because it is our reality today. The idea being pushed that says that we must not talk about dating, we must get rid of dating, it's not being in touch with reality. However, what we are actually advocating for, it's for people to date in secret. And this secrecy breeds sin. If we are not going to take the Bible and address the phenomenon of dating as we have it, if we are not going to use scriptures to address that, then we're just waiting to breed all kinds of issues, heartbreaks, those diseases and gazelles that Ashley was referring to. All those issues are going to become a problem if we don't find a Christian perspective to this thing. But more than a Christian perspective, if we don't find a biblical perspective, which is what I think we are attempting to do today, is to find a biblical perspective to it. By the way, Ash and Millie, prayer does not preserve you from heartbreaks. It does not preserve you from the fires. Even the Hebrew boys prayed. They still made it into the fire, even after they prayed. What prayer does is that even when you are in the fire, it will keep you. It will preserve you. So that even when you are in a dating space, you ought to pray. Because you don't relate to us human beings through prayer. You don't relate to us spiritually. You relate to God spiritually, not to us. To us, you relate by your senses, by what you see, by what you hear, what you smell. That's how you relate to the world. But to God, you relate in a spiritual way. So to say that you must constantly, 24 hours, be in a spiritual mode is to not be in touch with what is happening. Because we are both physical and spiritual. What the Bible is saying is that we must not lean towards the flesh. Because the flesh is corrupt. Because the flesh has things that are just a problem. It does not necessarily mean that the passions are a problem. I know that we are almost out of time. I want to relate in 10 seconds a story. A young lady comes to me, Pastor, can you do premarital counseling? Fine, I do premarital counseling. She then says to me during the course of the counseling, Pastor, can you pray that the Lord must take away the passions that I have? I said to the young lady, it's fine. I can pray to the Lord and ask him to take away those passions. But when you are now married, are you going to come back and ask the Lord and ask me to pray to the Lord to retain the same passions? It is impractical. You need to be able to live as a Christian, live a pure life, even with those passions, even with those burning desires. But you must put your body under subjection, not be controlled by the body. Romans 12 says, put your body under subjection, so that you are not controlled by the flesh, but through the Spirit, through the influence of the Holy Spirit, you are able to live a Christian life. Therefore, a biblical Christian dating within the confines and limits and rules, with our own rules of dating,
It is possible to date. It is possible to be eventually get married, still being a virgin, still remaining pure, and still make it to heaven where there is no marriage. Thank you so much.
Yes, ngite 2 minutes. Mfundisi took the whole 5 minutes.
He did.
You know, but it's okay, Mfundisi. You're the man of the cloth. Kirsty, literally 1 minute. Like, I'm gonna bend the rules a bit. One minute.
Okay. I just want to say that I think I wish rather that we dwelt more on the dynamics of what dating is instead of what we focused on this hour. Mm. So my concluding remarks is to say that the beauty of our Christianity is that it's a personal walk with Christ. And I think God will reveal himself to each and every one of us as we navigate these human relationships that we have. And I think what we should have done is to say that, yes, dating has become a norm, but then as Christians, we shouldn't be then conforming to how the standards of dating are outside, but then we need to still remain within the principles that God has laid for us in those dating situations. And that means that things of sexual immorality and all of those things, we do not engage in them because we know better. But it does not mean that we then close off on those experiences, which I think are pivotal for preparing ourselves to get into marriage. We can't close ourselves off from that. It's just how we engage in them that should matter.
Mm-hmm. Slaughter of gazelles, Mta.
I think for me, if you do date or when you do date, do all that you can to try and get the relationship working. Put as much effort as possible, pray about it, be a good person, learn to fine-tune your raw characters, learn to be a good person and all that. If it doesn't work, it was successful in it not working. If it didn't culminate to marriage, it was successful either way. Cannot go around blaming yourself. You've tried and you failed, and that's okay. Mm. Hopefully people that date will find people that they'll get married to.
Thank you, Wena, slayer of gazelles. Millie?
Through trial and error. I was going to say, excuse me. I was just going to say, I think that young people still don't know how to go about meeting people the right way for a future relationship of
second
marriage.
Of friends. Mm-hmm.
That has not been unpacked and that still needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So I get happy.
You're not happy. So we need a part three, like two and three.
People must stick to the topic dating. Dating, not engagement. We don't care about that. Dating.
Okay.
Now, Mfundis.
Ashley, closing words.
I'm a gazelle. I'm Tala. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you happen to become a victim of circumstances and find yourself dating, like I am,
you're dating. How?
You.
Okay, I told you, but anyway, we are not there.
Ashley,
Buffett, let's remember, Ogutsi, you know, we are the royal priesthood. We have a work that we must do. Let's not become sidetracked by matters of flesh, disease from fornication, abstain, this whole new theology of condomization and, you know, opening yourself, your heart up, you know, to sexual immoralities and things like that. Desist from that, guys. It doesn't work. It will cause us to be frustrated with our God, and we might even find ourselves departing from this beautiful organization, which is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So have genuine relationships and, stay away from things that will cause you heartbreaks and people that will cause you heartbreaks. And if you can, avoid mtandas.
Okay, all right, thank you. I think we have started something here, but I will check with my panelists if it can happen. If it can happen, we're going to have round two. Because, for example, we did not touch the issue of having a circle of friends. We did not touch on... courtship. We did not touch on that.
And that's where I wanted to go. Yeah,
you know, but it's okay. We got it fired up. And even the people watching on the socials, they are agreeing. I think part two, we will arrange, look at people's diaries and schedules on when we can have this, you know, so that we can come and fight it out. But it has been a lovely one. If you are watching there on YouTube and Facebook and all of those places, or listening on the wireless, this is Bible Perspective. So we do this every Friday. Every Friday we do this. Sometimes we have children coming through. Sometimes we have pastors coming through to outline things in the Bible. And then sometimes we have this chaos that happened today here of the young people coming through, you know, to speak their minds. And this is what we love. This is your platform. I know there are new people listening for the first time today, or watching us for the first time today. This is what we do. This is your platform. This is Adventist World Radio. And we don't just speak about, you know, Daniel and Little Horn and stuff like that. We do speak about things, you know, that affect Abu Millicent, because we do want to tungisa one of these days. And Abu Ashley, you know, we do want to tungisa. So we do speak about those things. So make sure that you do come back. But tomorrow morning, as you're preparing to go to church, do listen to Millicent. She's going to be back. She's not going to be like this tomorrow. She's going to be having her show, A Glorious Morning. Yes, she's going to be proper tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. She's going to be there. If you're not making it to the youth rally there by Silver Lakes with Pastor Ivan and Pastor Busi Kumalo, don't worry. Listen to us at 9 o'clock. We're bringing you everything that's happening there. So make sure that you tune in. Hey, it's quite a lovely radio station that we have, right? So for me, Zanella Zamairi, is going to be a goodbye and stay blessed and happy Sabbath to each and every single one of you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.